From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, this is World AIDS Day. In a moment, we'll hear about the global and personal impact of the disease. But our lead story today comes from Iraq. U.S. authorities say American troops have killed 54 guerrilla fighters during a battle to fight off an ambush in the Iraqi city of Samarra. Some Iraqis accused U.S. forces of firing indiscriminately there and injuring many civilians. John Danishevsky is the Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. He's been at the scene of the fighting today. He's just returned to Baghdad. John, you've returned from Samarra. What did you see there?
Well, we did see signs of fighting. We saw burned vehicles and buildings that were pocked with marks from shrapnel and bullets. Some damage, but perhaps not as much damage as you would expect from a battle that sounds like it went on as long as this one did.
There are these widely differing Iraqi and American accounts of the incident. What exactly happened, the number of people who died, whether they were civilians or Saddam Hussein loyalists. Were you able to sort any of this out?
You know, as in so many of these cases, the truth has to fall somewhere in between. The thing that caused most of the attention for this incident was the very high death toll reported by the U.S. military yesterday. I had the chance to talk to some of the soldiers and some of the officers who took part in this fighting. And the way they came to that death tally of the people they were fighting was immediately after the engagement, they interviewed each of the soldiers and asked them, who did you shoot? How many people do you think you killed? So it came down to more or less their best guess or their best estimate. And then on the case of, on the Iraqi side, yes, in the hospital they only reported 8 deaths, but there is a question of whether or not if there were Fedayeen fighters there, whether they would have taken them to the hospital or whether the families or the people involved would have directly taken the remains away.
I guess a very basic question is, what about these reports of indiscriminate firing?
What's interesting about this incident was it was really a case of street fighting in an urban battleground, and it's a very densely packed part of the city. If you listen to the accounts of the soldiers involved, people were shooting at them from rooftops, from around corners, and so on. Now, we know one of the people killed was an elderly Iranian pilgrim to the shrine in that city, and another was a woman coming out of her job from a pharmaceutical family.
If this indeed was an attack by a large band of Saddam Hussein loyalists on an American convoy, what does that say about the current military situation in Iraq? What did the American troops that you talked with, how did they respond?
Well, their belief is that they're in a real war, and sometimes people seem to be in denial about that. The attack took place on a convoy delivering new Iraqi dinars to two banks in the city, according to the military. And they said that in previous times when they brought these new Iraqi dinars into the city, they've also been attacked. So they were preparing and had their convoys in case there would be such an attack. So they felt that they had learned a lesson from previous engagements and were prepared this time. But it also tells you that the people in the city, some of them who supposedly are working with the coalition, would be informing when these convoys would be arriving, because, of course, the banks had to be notified when the money was coming.
John Danishevsky, Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times, and just back from the site of the battle in the Iraqi city of Samarra. Thank you, John.
Thank you.